Knowledge Products presents The Giants of Philosophy, narrated by Charlton Heston. This is number one on St. Thomas Aquinas.
Of all the words Thomas of Aquinas wrote, none inscribed the signature of his own life better than these.
Of all the pursuits open to the human person, the search for wisdom is more perfect, more sublime, more profitable, and more full of joy.
The most famous work by Thomas of Aquinas bears the Latin title Summa Theologia. It is an all-embracing synthesis of theology. He was a theologian by profession. This work needs to be understood in terms of his own aims and within his own time and place. Yet a rich vein of philosophy runs through it that reaches well beyond Thomas's own time. Thomas Aquinas was born about 1225 in the family castle at Rocca Secca, near a southern Italian town named Aquino, along the road from Naples to Rome. Thomas was the youngest son of a local official who was in the service of the Emperor Frederick I of Sicily. At the age of five, he was sent to the nearby Benedictine monastery of Monte Cassino, where he received his first schooling. There he learned his letters and the elements of religion. There, too, the small boy was remembered by the monks for the question he asked with great seriousness, "What is God?" 9 years later, the monastery was plundered by soldiers of the Emperor Frederick II of Sicily. Thomas, at age 14, and with his first education behind him, spent some time at home. Then he